Very happy always to be joined by Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. I am about ready to go home and watch a couple of episodes of Mr. Rogers or something, you know, just to kind of cleanse the palate after all of the election stuff.
Oh, you think you're getting to cleanse your palate? I think we're already on to 2020,
and I don't know
that it's going to get too less combative.
Still, I wish we knew who your seatmate was going to be in the Santa Rosa City Council. We're not going to know that. Maybe for several days or more.
Yeah, and it typically what happens, Sonoma County is one of the counties in California that does not actually update their vote after election night.
Yeah.
Most other counties will periodically update it. Sonoma County, we probably will not know until they certify the vote. And so it could be a couple of weeks. It could be up to a month, Pat.
And we're talking about, of course, Chris Corsi's seat, District 4 now at the Santa Rosa City Council. Victoria Fleming, about 150-vote lead over Dorothy Beatty. And, of course, it's pretty tough on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been with a couple of candidates on election night where there were squeakers
up
by only a couple of votes. And I will tell you, it does not get easy for any of them the longer that this goes.
Absolutely not. Well, I think I know the answer to this, Chris, but you tell me the most disappointing part of the election for you.
You know, I think that the most disappointing part of the election for me was actually seeing the low turnout for young voters and Latino voters in California.
Yeah.
And I was sort of tracking the data with the PDI absentee ballot tracker coming back in, and both of those demographics were far underrepresented going into election day. So obviously we're going to have to see what the results finally are, who actually voted at the polls. But if I remember correctly, Pat, going into election day, 88% of the vote in Santa Rosa came from folks who are 50 or older. And that's not a good showing for millennials.
No, and I know you were a big part of the get out the vote process, Chris, not just here, but in other parts of California as well. What's the problem here?
I actually don't know, Pat, and I will tell you, I tried a couple of different things in different districts, texting and walking, and I'm going to see if there's any discernible difference in how we do that get out the vote effort. But it might just be as simple as young folks don't see an impact on their day-to-day life. It might be that they are too busy trying to pay off their student loans and work a job and own a home. I'm not entirely sure what it is, Pat, because our bubbles get pretty small around election time, and it seemed like there was some good energy behind young folks that just didn't materialize.
And talk about the impact of no on Proposition 10 statewide and no on Measure N, locally speaking.
Well, the problem doesn't go away, Pat.
No,
there's a tension that has been in Sonoma County and has been in California of those who are able to afford a home and those who are not. And that's not going away anytime soon. I will say I'm really happy to see that the statewide housing bond did pass resoundingly.
Yes.
That should open up additional resources, and we'll have to figure out in our limited budget and with our rebuild how we still leverage some of those funds here in Santa Rosa. Maybe the real property transfer tax or other things that we already have dedicated towards housing to leverage those funds. But voters said last night they didn't want the housing bond. That doesn't mean that we don't still have to figure out how to build housing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, of course, remains thing one and will remain for the foreseeable future thing one for our local and our state government, because, I'm not going to have to worry about people not voting if there's no people here. You know?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. What were you most heartened by in terms of the election, Chris?
I mean, it was hard to not be heartened by all of the women, and in particularly women of color across the country who won. I loved seeing Prop 6 go down in flames.
Yes.
But I will tell you, number one race that I was happy to see the result of, and it's a really obscure one, Pat, Kim Davis, the clerk who denied the marriage certificates to gay couples, even after a court order, lost in her re-election last night. That one, at least, was particularly sweet to see that bigotry and hatred, even in some of those red states, still will result in losing at the ballot.
Yeah, that was a long time coming, but that process, but it did end up, she did go down in flames as a result of that. And you're right, that is one high point. And yeah, they call it, I'm not sure any we could call it a wave of any kind, but there definitely was were so many more women elected to the House, which hopefully will make some kind of a difference, particularly, Chris, when it comes to, now that the Democrats have the House back, finding some way to work with this administration to get something done between now and 2020.
Yeah, and I don't know if that will actually happen, Pat, but I will tell you, I think for the future of democracy, there are a couple of things that need to happen. And particularly in this election, there are far too many concerns about gerrymandering, about voter suppression. I think one of the things I'd like to see Democrats focus on is how to level the playing field so that even if at the end of the day Democrats don't win, the general public still feels like the results are legitimate. And taking back so many local seats, I think I heard Professor McEwen say 330 at the local level,
yeah,
legislative seats, going into redistricting here after the census in 2020 will be really huge. And I think that there should be a focus on eliminating gerrymandering and making it easier for people to vote.
Yes, that's those both sound like fantastic ideas. So once the, you know, there obviously is going to be a transition here in Santa Rosa in terms of city government when Chris Corsi steps down at the beginning of January and either Victoria or Dorothy step in to that particular seat. Will the focus of that newly formed council be any different?
I think you're going to start to see a little bit more of a conversation at the neighborhood level, as you have three council members who are in districts and the rest of the four council members potentially looking at being in districts come 2020. It'll be much more of a ground level view. But the aggregate issues that we're facing, rebuild and housing and homelessness and implementation of cannabis, all of those things, I think you'll still see consistent messaging on. And really, all of the candidates running for the city council got it, Pat. When I listened to them speak, they all understood the needs and they understood what it's going to take for us to actually invest the right way to see results in those areas.
And the vice mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers, is with us. And Chris did something unusual just prior to the election on Facebook, and that was go down candidate by candidate and list each of their attributes. Kind of a different foray into politics. Different approach, Chris.
It certainly, I got some mixed results, Pat, as I'm sure you can understand. But I think the idea being that you don't run for public office if you don't love your city. And even if I disagree with people on specific issues, there is nothing more Santa Rosan than wanting to represent and wanting to help people get back into their homes after the fire. And that's what I saw from each of the candidates. They each brought a different skill set. They each brought a different passion, different policy ideas for sure. But all of them care about the city. And I just really wanted to reflect that given the backdrop of the national election.
And you did. And you did it very well. One more question for you this morning, Chris. And that is, at what point will we be able to figure out whether district elections better serve Santa Rosans?
I think first and foremost, Pat, you have to determine what better served means. I think that you'll see individual neighborhood issues, whether it's the Jennings Avenue crossing or the Bodine asphalt plant or implementation in Roseland, where you'll have an absolute champion voice on those issues. That is a really good thing. What will be a challenge and what I'm curious to see is how independent expenditures continue to flip those seats as it's easier for interest groups to sort of pick and choose which races they play in. That might not be a good thing for our community as well. So it's going to take us a couple of election cycles mm-hmm. for people to understand how they work. And I think that electing the right people who have good perspective on the city's big aggregate problems while also working with their individual neighbors is going to be a skill set that needs to be learned. but it'll take us a couple of election cycles to get our feet under us.
Very good. Something to look forward to, as there are many now that we move into a slightly altered state after this election. Chris, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You take care, Pat.
That's Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers on the line.